Begin script. Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estratori. We have plenty to discuss from events across Australia's insurance industry in the past week. In our top story for today's wrap, the ACT Insurance Awards have once again shed light on the industry's stalwarts. This year's standout was the EML Group's Canberra branch, which bagged the highly coveted Insurance Leader of the Year award. Allianz Workers' Compensation's Anne-Marie McGuire clinched the Excellence in Leadership Award, with Connect's Mark Tapper honored in the Excellence in Risk Management category. Our applause extend to all the awardees who are truly driving innovation and advancing the standards in our sector like never before. Switching gears now to a major industry collaboration. TAL, a significant figure in the Australian life insurance scene, joined forces with global insurtech firm CoverGenius. Their mission? To introduce a pioneering digital-only embedded life insurance product catering to our part-time, contract, and casual workers, many of whom traditionally lack comprehensive superannuation options. Streamlining life and disability coverage directly into systems like payroll, this novel initiative sidesteps traditional underwriting. TAL Group CEO Fiona MacGregor passionately threw light on their focus on amplifying accessibility to insurance for these underrepresented individuals. Moving across the Tasman now, insurers in New Zealand face a battle for trust amidst rising costs. A report from a Consumer NZIT survey indicates insurance now ranks as the fourth highest financial pressure point, up two places since last year. As costs take a toll on consumer faith in industry fairness, transparency, and value, insurers will need to reassess their approach. The issue of trust is expected to be more closely examined in a forthcoming report from Consumer NZIT on the barriers to home and contents insurance. Our final story today revisits a ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. In a dispute over a rooftop tent installation, the AFCA upheld Open Insurance's no-refund policy against a policyholder's cancelling motor insurance claim. While it was agreed that communication could have been smoother, the authority found no financial loss on the customer's side as the changes were reported prior to installation. A stern reminder to policyholders to stay abreast with annual reports and maintain consistent interaction with their insurers. And so, we wrap up another busy week in the world of insurance. Stay tuned to Financial Services Online for your industry insights and the latest news from around the globe. For more information on personal and business insurance, feel free to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Till we meet again next week, this is Paige Estratori signing off. End script.